We now move on to your questions and answers, edited by Emma Crawford. She sends in this: dry weather. It's raining as I write, but recently I've had to fight dry weather in my garden. Drought-tolerant plants such as Hylotelephium, pines, Erengium and Nigella are obvious weapons. Each is adapted to survive dry conditions. Nigella does it in seed form. After rain, the seeds germinate, grow into new plants and repeat the cycle. These plants prefer a sunny site. You can also drought-proof your garden. Dry soils may contain sand, chalk or clay, and all are improved with organic matter, such as well-rotted garden compost. Compounds in it help sandy and chalky soil retain moisture and open up clay soil so rain can get in. Similarly, mulches help to keep water locked inside soil so it doesn't evaporate. Care with planting is an important strategy. Fork through the soil to make sure it's not compacted. Add organic matter at the same time and a little granular fertiliser on planting. Water thoroughly while the plant establishes. It will only be strong enough to tolerate dry periods if it has a good start. After that, avoid watering and feeding. Your plant must learn to survive dry weather using its own resources. Les Carter emails in and asks, how can I help with my mildewed honeysuckle? Emma's response: powdery mildew thrives on plants with dry roots. It's common on honeysuckles. Mulch with well-rotted organic matter in autumn. Over the next months, worms will mix the humus into your soil to help it retain water. Try to avoid water on the leaves as that encourages mildew.
Keep your veggies cropping. Sally Nex grows her own produce at home to feed her family and shares her expertise with you in every issue. August is turnaround month when you switch your attention towards autumn and beyond. As veg beds start to empty, fill them again with winter lettuces, spicy mizuna and oriental mustards, chard and spring cabbages to see you through winter. But don't neglect burgeoning summer crops. Hoe weekly to keep weeds down and pick, pick and pick again, harvesting young to enjoy your homegrown bounty at its sweet, tender best. How can I get maximum crops from my French and runner bean plants? The best way to keep beans coming is to pick them. Harvest every few days while the pods are still smooth, and you'll stimulate the plants to produce more. Runner beans stop cropping if they get too dry, so water during hot spells. Pinch out the shoot tips once plants reach the top of their supports, so they concentrate on producing beans instead of leafy growth. Finally, watch out for blackfly. Infestations can really weaken plants, so squish by hand or spray with insecticidal soap. How should I harvest my potatoes? It can be difficult to know when spuds are ready, as each variety matures at a different rate. But once the foliage starts yellowing, you can lift second earlies. Main crops can wait till next month to give them time to develop a really hefty harvest. Carefully insert a fork a little way from the plant so you don't spear any of the tubers, then gently lever the whole thing out of the ground. Once you've collected in your bounty, double check you haven't left any tubers behind or they'll resprout next year. More solutions. Keep tomatoes healthy by removing all the leaves under fruits you've picked. It will let air circulate and so reduce fungal problems, plus making weeding easier. Keep herbs productive. To get lots more leaves on your herb plants, just keep cutting or pinching out the ends of the shoots. The more you pick, the more you get. Cut off any flowers too. And finally, get another crop. It's not too late to sow more beetroot. They'll be ready to harvest and eat in winter.
New to gardening? No problem. Are you a new or confused gardener? We're here to help with straightforward, expert answers to common garden problems. Make the most of containers. Alan Titchmarsh has been growing plants in containers for decades, so he asked for his tips on making pots work. Summer containers are a wonderful addition to gardens, large and small. They can provide non-stop colour right through to the first frost if you choose suitable plants and look after them. But all too easily, they can start to flag at this time of year if you don't give them some regular TLC. How can I stop my containers from drying out? For a start, choose a few large containers rather than lots of small ones. The greater quantity of compost will take longer to dry out. You can add water-retaining granules, but it's still essential to be diligent about watering. This is best done early in the morning or early in the evening, rather than in the heat of the day, when much of the moisture will evaporate rapidly. In hot weather, you'll need to water daily. Should I feed my container plants? They will bloom better and for longer if you do, as the nutrients in the compost soon get used up or washed away. So about a month after you plant up your containers, start feeding weekly with a dilute liquid tomato fertiliser to keep the plants flowering happily. Snip off the faded blooms too, not only to smarten up the display, but also to encourage the plants to keep on flowering. Why have my hanging baskets run out of steam already? For long-lasting, flower-filled hanging baskets, you need to water and feed them generously. As there is so little compost, they are often hung in sunny, exposed sites too, which dries them out even more rapidly. Water them at least once on bright days, morning or evening, twice on very hot days. Give them a dilute liquid feed once a week too. Which foolproof plants are best for summer containers? Ivy-leaved pelargoniums take some beating. They will cascade over the sides of a container and flower for months on end. The ordinary geraniums, strictly speaking zonal pelargoniums, are a great choice too. They love bright light and can cope with drying out every now and then. Cosmos are good too, as are bright French marigolds.
My pear tree has curled up leaves with lots of ants on them. How can I prevent this? This seems to be due to an attack of aphids. Commonly known as greenfly, these pests feed by sucking a plant's sap using their extremely slim, piercing mouthparts to tap into the plant's veins. As they do so, they often inject a material that's slightly toxic to the plant, and in this case, the leaves then curl up. Although the leaves may not look as you'd like them to, they'll still be photosynthesizing, producing food for the plant, and so I wouldn't cut them off. At this stage of the year, it's highly unlikely that the aphids are still feeding on the leaves, as they will usually have moved off onto another, softer-leaved plant by now. So removing the leaves wouldn't have any benefit. This is a common problem, and it may well be something that you see to a greater or lesser extent most years, but try not to worry about it. Some people say it's fine to use dog mess on the garden. Is that right? As you've discovered, various accounts and claims exist for how to use or dispose of dog excreta. My feelings are that even with excellent home composting, the temperature seldom gets high enough to kill organisms in the excreta that could cause harm to people. I've had dogs for over 40 years and have always removed it and disposed of it in the council waste bin. I would not advocate its use in either the veg or flower garden. Can we reproduce our rose by taking cuttings? Yes, you can take cuttings from your lovely old rose. The key is to take them from healthy, strong shoots produced this year and not the older woody growth, as this is less vigorous and highly unlikely to take as cuttings. Using secateurs, remove a few stems of new growth and cut them to around 25 centimetres long. Then strip off all the lower leaves, leaving just a single leaf at the top of the stem. Dip the end of the cutting in rooting hormone, and insert the full length of the cutting to just under the leaf at the top in either a large pot filled with gritty compost or a well-prepared trench in a border with a layer of grit in the bottom to aid drainage and water regularly. After they've formed a good root system, which may take until next summer, plant them out or pot them up. Take as many cuttings as you can to give as much chance as possible of success. And finally, How can I get rid of mare's tail? Mare's tail is an invasive and persistent weed. It's a relative of the plants that formed the prehistoric Carboniferous forest, so it's been around a long time. Even a strong weed killer may not get rid of it, so keep on digging up and hoeing off. If it's only a small patch, you'll beat it in the end.